Hey, Kenny, I'm at a loss for words, and I have...
You're never at a loss for words.
Oh, I am. But I you got the packet too, right?
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. And so I have, believe it or not, I have, and I'm sorry, Miss Fool. Is it Fool?
Sloof.
Sloof?
Yes.
Sloof.
Yes, Sloof.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Do you pronounce your name Lepra?
It is Lerpa Sloof.
Lerpa Sloof.
Lerpa Sloof. Very good, very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, it's exotic name.
Yes, it is very exotic. Are you an exotic woman?
No. I'm army bred, so I moved around a lot as a kid. But no, I'm plain Jane, British woman.
Oh, nice. British woman. Well, that accent doesn't sound British. You must be from South London or something.
Yes, a very diverse population.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Ken and I want to get, and I know it's past your bedtime, right? It's 11:30 over there or something like that.
I did stay up for you too, so appreciative.
We owe you. And, you know, if you ever come to Farmington, we'll have you in at Traeger's where we record, and we'll buy you a drink or two.
I'd love to go to Old West Saloon.
Old West Saloon, yeah, okay.
In the Southwest.
An Old West in the Southwest. Well, we appreciate it. I have never had an offer like this. Obviously, we've already signed letter of intent, and we're good to go.
I'm thrilled to have you.
Well, we're thrilled to be on there, man. I'm telling you right now. I'm so giddy. I feel like a school kid again.
Yeah.
Are you single?
I would like not to say on program, but okay. I am rather involved.
Okay, well...
I am a woman of ethics. I would not like to say on air.
Okay, well, all right, I understand. I was going to just ask you out on a date if you weren't, but...
Dave,
he does that to everyone.
All right, well, listen, I thank you. I'm going to let you go, let you get back to bed, unless there's anything you want to add before we leave. Any special directions for us?
Oh, just make this the best show before you start your new life at AFD Productions.
Well, we will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good night.
We'll be in touch. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Ken, I don't know, man.
Man.
All right, so.
So the listeners know I couldn't hear that conversation.
Right.
I couldn't hear Lirpa. So what did she say?
Well, she said she was glad to have us. She said she couldn't tell me whether she would rather not divulge whether she was single or not. So I couldn't put my moves.
Making moves across the ocean.
That's right, baby. Across the pond. Yeah. But I am extremely excited. I mean, we're gonna host this show. Is this right? $50,000 a year host salaries?
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. But right now.
There are several
aspects to this thing. So one, we got...
Hey, help me understand this.
We have job offers.
Okay.
We have job offers, salaried positions that we're taking with this company. It's called AFD Podcasts. They're an international podcast company. They have a whole family of podcasts.
They've got a website too, right?
It's AFD Podcasts. Plural, podcasts with an S at the end, .com, AFD Podcasts.
So you can check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did. It's legit.
Yeah, and it's got the details and everything on there, so yeah.
So it's so freaking cool.
They have some really cool podcasts. Like, they've got a whole family, they have a whole family of podcasts, like... And we kind of fit, like, in with that family.
You think?
So some of them are, Pillow Talk and Candid and What a Dream and Who's My Daddy? Don't Touch My Pod, Eager Episodes, Bodcast.
Ooh, I wonder what that's about.
I know.
Oh, we could have asked.
Maybe Lonnie's good for that one. Maybe it's like a bodybuilding
thing. Yeah. We should have him as a guest.
Yeah. So now they've added Male Encounters of the Life Kind.
The ladies from Female Encounters of the Life Kind are going to be so freaking jealous.
They just got started.
I know. Good luck, ladies. I don't want to sit and gloat or anything. All right, so I'm going to be the director of podcast operations. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got that letter, but I'm still in kind of disbelief because of the salary. $124,000 a year?
Yeah, that raises a point.
I noticed that yours also, is cheaper
than me. Your salary is set at $124,000 a year as the director of podcast operations. Mine is only set at $96,000 a year. So what is that? Like 30 grand?
Yeah.
30 grand difference?
Yeah.
We need to get Lirpa back on the phone. So I'll be basically the engineer, chief engineer for podcast operations.
And bottle washer.
And bottle washer.
Yeah. Chief engineer and bottle washer.
That's why it's lower.
Well, I report straight to her. She's the president and CEO of AFD Podcast. Now, you report to somebody completely different.
Yeah, so this woman, she's out of London. Lirpa is out of London, and she's a powerhouse, man. So what she did is she hired this super young VP, I guess. And her name is I know I'm butchering this, but it's I guess it's pronounced Idam? Idam?
Idam? Idam?
I don't really know how to pronounce it. But anyway, she's the VP. She's the vice president of AFD Podcasts. And so apparently I report to her. So, I mean, maybe that's the compensation because I'm making less than you, but my boss is pretty cute.
Yeah, she is. We have her cute picture. And it also on her profile said she was a South Korean singer at one time, too.
Yeah, one time, yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's what happened is that she hired on a VP that was, like, young and hip and could, like, be right in touch with millennials and Gen Z and what they want and everything.
Are we young and hip? We can't be too hip because I
need definitely not young.
Yeah.
We have some hip issues.
That's solid. Way to segue that. Way to jump all over that, kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, what are you going to...
Yours... So both of us can work from here.
And right.
Because I had to
just
I had
like
to
we
ask,
have been.
Yeah, I had to ask a little more about mine. So basically, you're director of operations, and you'll be handling like the regular director of operations stuff. But apparently,
but I think just for milk though, I don't think I have to do anything else.
No, for
AFD, everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
For AFD podcast. That's why it's paying you enough.
I didn't ask her if I had. If they were going to pay me to go to London.
I don't. Well, I could. You can work from here. Both of us can work from here.
Today's internet.
There's got to be, yeah. I mean, it's all internet stuff. There's got to be some kind of excuses to go to London.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
We can get some travel in there.
Yeah. I need some one-on-one FaceTime with you.
Yeah. But from what I understand, they've set up like server farms and all this. They do a lot of podcasts and some other kind of media stuff. And so they've set up for server farms in like New York and LA and San Francisco Bay Area and Chicago, Dallas, but they wanted to set one up in Albuquerque as well, and we were kind of a great fit on all fronts for that.
Oh yeah, we're perfect.
And so for any kind of physical stuff that I would need to do, I could just drive to Albuquerque.
And you know, we are the voice of the four corners, so I'm truly, I mean, the most money I've ever made, this is more than that.
Yeah.
You know, and I was a big executive with Sears.
Yeah.
But it was a few years ago, too.
Yeah. Equivalent. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's probably about the same.
With inflation, it probably works out.
Yeah. Yeah. Six-figure salary.
Wow.
I made six-figure commissions.
Mine's still five. I'm a little peeved. I gotta be honest.
Ken. Come on. Don't jeopardize this for me, man.
Okay.
Well, they sent us a nice letter, too. I'm sure, you know, I'm real bad about it. I just kind of skiff through stuff.
Yeah, we have it here in print.
Yeah, and so
it is in print, and that makes it real. So, of course, you know, it was emailed to us, and I printed it out.
Right.
So that's why it's in print, but it's still in print. So.
Right. Well, on the email, and I'm glad you brought me a hard copy, because on the email, all I do is just kind of, you know, finger through the email. You know, in old management days, for me, you know, you just get, hit the highlights and go on through. All I could see was the 123,000.
Yeah. That one stands and then the right
next,
out.
And then the next one was...
Yeah.
$1 million for
$1 million.
Milk?
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have to. All right.
This is what the thing says. It says, we are pleased to confirm you have been selected to work for AFD Podcasts as Director of Podcast Operations and Chief Engineer for Podcast Operations. So that's you and me, respectively.
Yeah, my name comes first.
It does. Damn it. In addition to the employment offers outlined below, we're also pleased to announce the acquisition of Male Encounters of a Lifekind podcast for incorporation into the AFD podcast family of shows. David and Ken will remain hosts of the shows in addition to your respective employment responsibilities. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And there's an offer letter. That's a lot of money, David.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I want to kind of look at my responsibilities. I mean, we got time to do that now, right?
Yeah.
So my responsibilities are to coordinate activities of personnel engaged in preparation of station network program schedules. I've done that.
Right.
Extensive experience with that.
Yeah, I mean, you're a radio guy. That's yeah.
Review program schedules and advance issues daily corrections. Oh, my God, that's all I do. Advanced for split network program furnishing stations not carrying sponsored programs and non-commercial programs. Now this is a tough one because this is one I have to work on. I need your help with that all the time.
Yeah,
that's a little rough, but I'll work on it.
Do I get part of your salary if I help you with that?
Nope. how about I buy your beverage tonight?
Well, that'll work. Yeah.
Let's see, arrange for, I already did that one, notify traffic department to install or cancel programs originating at points remote from podcasting station. Now, we've personally been doing that.
Yeah,
I don't have to do that anymore.
We're 100% remote.
Yeah.
But I guess some of the other podcasts, they sometimes do like remote setups at events and tables and closing down streets and the whole thing. So, yeah.
You know, I'm excited because the ladies of Felk are here, and we're going to share this news. We're going to make them so jealous. So jealous. And we'll recap when we after we come for break so you guys can know exactly what's going on. So, all right, so we're advise affiliate stations, their schedules, examine expenditures for programs to define compliance with budgetary restrictions. Oh, I love that stuff.
Wow.
Love. Prepare schedules for talent assignments. Oh, assigns talent to podcast periods.
Yeah.
You better be nice to me.
Hey, I'm the talent.
And then arrange for office space equipment. I can do all of this.
I know.
$123,000.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's for the whole... kit and caboodle, though.
You know,
remember,
I might even wipe her mouth for her if you know if we ever get to see each other.
Wipe whatever she needs.
Yes.
Oh. Do not listen to us. Don't listen. To us.
Yeah, you may have just screwed us both. Although we've already signed it's solid.
It's already signed.
Oh, I don't have a sign back from them.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'll edit that out.
Right.
Oh my God. All right. So, should I go into the financial offer?
Do it.
Are you ready? Because we have a little bit of time. We're going to have to go to... Oh, you know what?
We need a break.
Let's do
bills.
A break. Let's pay...
We don't have to pay bills.
I was going to say, why?
Why bother?
Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher, in 2019 diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back, bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Hey, I'm so excited. I had that blaring way too loud, so I'm going to have to edit a lot of stuff out, but which we don't normally do. All right. So, let's talk about the financial. I want to rub this in. I want to talk about the financial offer of the podcast. All right. So salary for me, we're talking about mine, the offered director of podcast operations position is at a salary of $124,000. I've been thinking I said 123, but it's 124. It's here in print.
Bullshit.
Benefits. Your position compensation and benefits are group insurance, dental care, health care, and transportation. That means they're going to fly my ass to London. Further information about my work, reporting you will report to LIRPA. President.
I'm butchering her name. She's gonna fire us.
Oh man,
President. Thank you, David.
I'll get her drunk. President and CEO. My hours. Your working hours will start from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day, Monday through Friday each week.
12-hour days, buddy. Earn it.
It's nothing new. If I can sit on my ass, I'm okay. Vacation right? is 2 days per week. With a maximum of 60 days per rolling 12 months.
So they accrue at 2 days a week? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the way I understand it.
That's kind of freaking cool, man.
Okay, so you want to talk about your...
Oh, my God. I have so much stuff. I don't even want to go
through it. Oh, my God.
Basically, I'm just doing all the geek stuff. All the engineer stuff. Like, perfect. I'm the equipment guy.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm the equipment guy. Yeah.
So
I'm the meal. I'm just kidding. I slug all the equipment under here.
So when something's not working, I can bitch at you.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Because then I'll be paid for it.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I really kind of feel bad. I don't know that I took this so seriously until we actually talked to her on the phone. I mean, you know, things happen all the time.
It's weird, yeah.
Until I actually got to talk to her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, I don't think I dressed properly today. I'm going to have to go back to the old tie and vest stuff.
There's no camera. Well, they're kind of.
We have her right here. We have Angel here.
She's going to start taking pictures.
Yeah. I'd like to invite everybody to check out Angel on our Glow Up Chronicles show. She did her. Yeah, we had her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hers broke this morning.
Yeah.
And it's live. Go to interwestconcepts.com for more information on that. All right, so you don't want to talk about your... Let's talk about your offer.
It's a lot of stuff. So, direct coordinates podcast station activity, geek stuff. It's like twice as many bullets as yours and a lower salary.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Sorry. it's been all my life.
So, 96 a year. Same benefits, different reporting. We already kind of covered that. So I report to the VP, which, Lirpa, love you, but your VP's cuter. I'm sorry. That's just how that's going. And so that's my only badge.
Man, if you get me fired before we even get started. Because we haven't even got to the best part yet.
I know. Yeah.
We're not even close to the best part. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should save that for the last segment and talk. Oh, you have your vacation too.
Yeah. Yeah. Same everything. Just they don't value my time.
Well, you only have to work 9 to 5. Come on.
Well, maybe that's the the difference.
Tell you what.
I work lower hours.
I can't do what you do. I was going to trade.
And it's a salary, so it doesn't really matter. So
I'll trade salary.
When we break it down to an hourly, maybe it's the same that way.
It could be. That's a good point.
Because you're working more hours.
You've already done that. I can tell by the look on your face, asshole.
I'm a numbers guy. What is that hourly? I need to do that. I haven't done that, but I need to do that.
I figured you'd already had it done.
I'm going to grab the calculator.
I haven't read this at all.
You just looked at the big number.
I did.
Your pants.
Yeah, I did.
Tried to put yourself together.
Pick myself up off
collect
the floor.
Collect yourself enough to come here and talk about it.
Matter of fact, I think, I haven't jumped in years.
Right? Did you jump?
I think I did.
You might have.
Yeah, because I have a bump on my head. So I had to. I don't know. Either that or somebody whacked me and I didn't know it. All right, so how much of this do you want to? I mean, I know you're already negotiating your cut of the actual price because we're giving up. We're giving milk up.
Yeah.
But we still get to be a part of it.
Yeah, and we get a salary on top of that.
Right.
For hosting the show still.
Should we save what they're buying milk for till the end?
Yeah, let's save that till the end. Okay. I think we already kind of mentioned it.
Did we?
Because you couldn't help yourself.
Well, let's save it and talk about it at the end.
Yeah,
we'll talk. Okay. We'll go in more depth.
Yeah.
But let's talk to Julie and Felicia because they happen to stop by.
They have no idea what's going on right now.
Best. Oh, and I caught Julie with a mouth full of food. That's perfect.
Julie has a mouthful.
Chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're good. They're very good.
That's what
you
said.
I know that we've launched you guys' podcast this week.
I know.
Felk.
Milk.
Female encounters of the life kind.
totally ripping you off. Shamelessly.
You know, and they called you everything in the book.
Yeah.
No.
No, we did not. We were very.
She says she admires Ken.
She did.
How is that possible?
Listen, I told you not to tell him that.
Oh, sorry.
His head's big enough.
My head just keeps growing.
Just a little bit.
And then David said, obviously, you don't know him very well, so.
Right. See, how he keeps me in check.
My goal is to see if we, once I get in with him in London.
Yes.
We'll see if we can't get...
London?
Yeah, it's in London.
See, we came in on the tail end of that.
We
don't
know
what's going on.
I'm a little lost.
I'm a little jelly.
I will work on getting glow up. So, I mean...
Look at you!
Oh, okay.
That was that married look.
There we go.
There
we go.
People get spent.
I know.
I've seen that one in a while.
No, you get smacked.
That's when you get a Will Smith incident going on.
Yeah.
Chris Rock and me and Julia Will Smith.
Wow.
I dodged that one, man. I was out of range.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. Lucky bastard.
Just let you talk and get yourself in trouble. Yeah. Hanging on to this one.
But anyway, I want to say I was unable to keep my mouth shut. I was going to. I wasn't going to talk, but during your show. But, I'm sorry.
Well, you couldn't help yourself. You couldn't.
No.
You could not help yourself.
Yeah.
Up for all the men out there.
We brought you in a little bit, though.
You did. You started it. I didn't.
Yeah,
you started
definitely.
It. And when you open the door, I'm going to waltz my butt in.
Yeah.
So just get prepared.
We had you laughing. We had you going for
did.
A while,
you
though.
You were laughing. Trying yeah, to you silently did. Laugh. It was so hilarious.
I was giggling the entire time. And I kept thinking, I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
Blatantly honest.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I thought to myself, they're going to give Ken and I a run for the money.
Oh, dang.
You think?
I do. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you get settled in, you guys are not, you're not seasoned broadcasters by any means.
No, obviously.
But I think once you get settled into the groove, oh, my God. You
get a groove
look
on.
I'm working on getting you guys on. I don't think we were on Pandora yet, but I believe I got us on today.
Oh, I found us on Spotify.
Yeah, Pandora's a little wonkier.
Wonkier.
Yeah.
Good. Is that a technical
word? It's one of my favorite
word?
Names.
Wonky.
Words.
Yeah, I use wonky.
Wonky
all the time.
I do too.
And so Pandora,
there are wonky
things with adding the podcast to certain platforms. Pandora is weird. It's wonkier than the other wonkiness
of the other ones. I think, honestly, that's where I'm getting the majority of my downloads now from
Pandora.
Yeah, from Pandora for Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to get. I'm hoping to get you guys on there yet. It hasn't approved because it's still too new. Right. I mean, they wanted to know how many downloads you'd had. Well.
When I know they have one because I listened to it.
Yeah, you had four. You had four.
We have four?
Yeah, when I sent it in. But it wasn't supposed to release until tomorrow because you guys are going to hit the same time that Ken and I do.
Oh, right.
But I wanted it. But yeah, we're going to run head to head. I mean, or boob to boob or whatever.
He looks all surprised over there. Look at him. He's like, Dave, why don't you tell me these things?
I just show up and say random things into a microphone. I don't really know what's going on.
It's funny because I sent him the stuff to get you on the webpage, right? So you're going to have your own button on the webpage. And so he sends back, and I sent it to him late.
It's one of my own buttons.
I sent him late. You never know. You can put it on a webpage.
You know.
Well, Ken can do anything.
It's in one of those... erogenous zone or something, and my own button. And no, I'm sorry.
You have a very special
I'm sorry.
Button.
I'm supposed to be the straight
it's
one,
hidden.
Aren't I?
No one really knows
it's
where it
no
is.
No one knows.
But it's on there. Trust
it's there.
It's there. That's what I've heard.
You totally lost your train of thought.
You haven't found it yet, Ken.
David has lost control.
But you guys are already on Spotify, so if you're on Spotify, you can find it.
I found it on Spotify.
You can find it on podcast. There's a lot of venues that it's on that you can find it. What do they call it? Engines? I don't know. What's the proper
platform?
Platform.
Yes.
Okay.
Engines.
Yeah. Thank God I got an engineer that's making $93,000 a year.
He's going to make less than you.
Less than
What's
you.
Up with that?
Right.
I'm in charge. I am not only large. I'm in charge.
Large and in charge.
Large.
Large Marge. No. I know I've got boobies, but it's not Marge.
I'm thinking about Large Marge on Pee Wee Herman.
Oh my God. She watches all the highbrow movies.
This is kind of their conversation went on their broadcast.
Yeah. She watches all the highbrow stuff.
I know you haven't
highbrow
heard
of stuff, it. Highbrow stuff, but yeah. Pee Wee Herman, yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
It's too up there for me.
I know you haven't heard
it
yet.
Way too highbrow for me.
All right, so listen, we got to go on. We got to take another break real quick, but we'll come back and we'll talk some more. We got to talk about what we sold the show for. Do I look like a giddy schoolgirl?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. What the hell? Because you're getting less money than me, is it?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm wrong with that.
I think that's it.
Oh, well.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
I'd love that.
Now that wasn't too long of a show.
Oh, I talked over. Sorry, I talked over Millie.
Aw.
Yeah.
Sorry,
now
Millie.
I was in, and she's from England too. She's in.
Is she?
Yeah, out of London. Oh crap.
Was there some?
I wonder if that's how they found
collaboration
out.
Going on. That's. Yeah.
What are we doing? You want your microphone on?
Is that how we found out?
I'm just drinking.
Yeah. You shut her out.
I didn't mean to.
Not my show. I'm not getting bought out.
I'm not getting bought out. You get a sellout. A right.
Couple of sellouts.
Okay, I just love this letter. I mean, I'm going to frame this puppy.
Yeah.
Well, his email. But I'm going to frame the letter that you printed out. So I don't know how much of this. Either they're pleased to submit the following preliminary non-binding.
So it's not final. We could screw this up with this episode right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This one's not going to air till everything's done.
Hopefully.
All right. Except as otherwise set forth herein, the letter of intent pursuant to which AFD Podcasts, the buyer, acquire the intellectual assets.
Intellectual?
There's nothing intellectual. Anyway, whatever. Go on.
I hope they hear this. Obviously, they've listened to us, so they know. Of Male Encounters of the Life Kind, that's the company, upon the terms and subject to the conditions set forth herein.
The acquisition.
This here acquisition. I have very much enjoyed the opportunity to meet with you and familiarize myself with Male Encounters of the Life Kind over the past few weeks. I am extremely impressed by the company's reputation. What reputation?
And content.
Yeah, well, I know the content, I'm just impressed with the content.
I mean, I have a reputation that strings back a few decades. I don't know if she's heard about it.
It goes on to say, I understand your goals in completing a transaction beyond an appropriate valuation or finding a partner that you trust and that you can be confident will grow the company to achieve long-term success.
Woo!
Why did I pick you? I believe that I'm the ideal partner for Male Encounters of the Life Kind and will help in building. You know, she's just selling herself to us is what she's doing. She wants to make sure
we sign this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With all of this in mind, it is my pleasure to submit to you this letter of intent. The following is a summary of the proposal of the proposed transaction. One, the buyer will acquire the intellectual assets of the company.
That's an empty promise right there. Sure, you can have it all. Oh. All the intellectual stuff is all yours.
Uh-oh. They want all my current employees. I wonder if that means interns.
Is that Angel?
Yeah.
You may be coming along for the ride. Have you ever been to London? We'll make them pay no matter what. And the business will operate as usual. It has to be Angel then.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And AJ does
basically
the board sometimes.
Everyone stays in place.
Perfect.
That's, yeah.
Perfect. I wonder what their salaries will be. Probably as much as yours.
That's a different thing. So as far as this show goes, okay. We get like hosting salaries.
Right. Oh, that's right.
It's just, it's 50 a year.
50 a year to host.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. On top of the 120, what?
Yeah, because that's mine? A different thing. So that's just...
That's for me to do the other stuff.
I'm not repeating yours.
I think he's just rubbing it in.
Yes,
right? He is rubbing it in.
He is. He's like, tell me again what I'm making.
You think you have a big head? Look at him.
Anyway, she goes on to say, I have a high level of confidence in your ability to participate in the process with minimum disruption to the podcast and to complete my diligence on an expedited basis.
Yeah.
The principal term of my preliminary proposal are set forth below. You ready for this? I know you know, but they don't. Okay. The buyer will acquire the intellectual assets of the company with the owners of the company receiving cash. In accordance with my recent review of the business and the valuation I place on this company is $1 million.
Boom.
Plus all cash on the balance sheets at close of the purchase price.
And you have those numbers. I don't have those.
Yeah, that would be whatever my clients, yeah.
Yeah. So it's $1,102.12.
Wait a minute. This isn't for Wake Up Call. This is for Male Encounters.
Yeah. Did you see the face that she had when she said that? That
did I make that face? I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, so now we have to talk about the million dollars.
She made a face like she just smelled something really bad.
We have to talk about the $1 million.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the
That's 500 grand a piece, man.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million.
$1 million. That's why I should have done
That's 500 a piece.
Oh, no, no. No, it's more like a 60-40 deal, man.
Ooh.
I get 600, you get 400.
So basically what you're telling me, as I'm chewing chips into the microphone, is that you're taking a higher salary.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're also taking the majority of the freaking purchase.
Well, absolutely. It's my board.
There's like two little schoolboys. It's my board.
It's my ball. I'm going to take it.
Oh,
damn. I'm the cute one, David. That's got to, it's got to count for something.
It does. All right. So I'll take
$599,995.
You're giving me a fucking
dollar. The green. No, the green. $5.
It's worth a five spot.
That's right. I'm going to lay that puppy right on you.
So, all right. We'll discuss that further. I'm sure.
Wow.
I don't want to go to my car alone.
Probably shouldn't.
I wouldn't mind seeing a little cat fight.
I know. I want to watch.
Just call this a cat
she
fight.
She did. Yeah. Cat fight.
Hey, thank you, Angel.
Thank you, Angel.
Our lovely photographer's underage, so, but she came and did pictures. I appreciate you. This is a historic occasion for us.
Very.
Yeah, and you're a part of it.
And you documented it.
We're going to drag your butt to London.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Can I go with her?
Yeah. She has all the confidence in you. Yeah.
We'll make sure. I don't think you can get out that way. You got to go that way.
Usually that just goes to the bar. Locked.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it's closed off.
It's
right
closed
there.
Off, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, shoot.
I don't know. I don't know, Kim. I don't know. There has
to be a London trip, at least one in there.
Oh, with that kind of money, I'm going to London. I mean, I'll pay for my own way if they won't pay it.
Well, really? I've got a pauper's salary per year, so I'm going to need them to buy my
pauper's
ticket.
Salary. Yeah. Listen, these ladies over here make more than $125,000 a year, I promise you. But
yes, we do.
For me,
yes.
But see, so the only way I get to get a leg up on them is the $1 million and my $600,000 of that $1 million.
Well. It's not set in stone.
The greed. The greed comes out.
It does.
I can fire your ass in a minute, you know?
I know. I'll just stick to my job and the new owner of Mail & Cuts. It's all fine.
All right, we'll negotiate it out.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not going to waver from that. I'd rather give you part of my annual income than give you that.
Ooh, that's forever, though. Well, it's not forever. How long are you going to live?
No, the way things are going, the bullets that I'm getting from the eyeballs over here on the other side of the table, I don't think I'm going to live much
longer.
Well,
I was just wondering because it said something about long-term... Whatever it was.
Right.
And I'm like, have they met you? Do they know how old you are? Or?
I know. And the intellectuals showed up in there
intellectual?
Like, how many times?
Yeah. What's up with that?
I mean, I get what it is. We did a Zoom meeting. You know that. We had a Zoom meeting with...
Yeah.
What's her name? I can't...
You can never... I remember.
You're going to kill me.
Loopy? What was her name? Loopy?
Yeah. It's Loopy? Definitely Loopy. Yeah. That's her
no,
name.
No, I'm Loopy.
Lirpa.
Lirpa. Lirpa.
I thought maybe it was a Lupe.
Sloof.
Lupe.
Sloof. Lirpa Sloof.
I know her.
She you can...
She knows everybody.
She either knows him or she's related to him. Yeah. So.
Why didn't I know that?
I don't know. You gotta
all right.
know this.
It doesn't matter what your name you throw. She's like, I know that chick. She owes me money.
All right, well, listen, we're about out of time. I'm extremely excited.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah. Go to the website.
Yeah, check out the website.
AFDpodcasts.com.
So I'm
going to do it again. Alpha Foxtrot Delta. That's the proper AFD Podcasts with an S on the end.
I thought it was asshole. Dumb shit.
AFDpodcast.com. Go over there.
AskFinder.com.
AskFinder?
AskFinder. Is that what it stands for? I don't know what it stands for, but it's not outside of the realm of
it's a legitimate
possibility with the names of their other podcasts and albums. It probably is AskFinder.
Yeah. Once you guys go to the website, you'll see why they wanted us. Yeah. I think we're going to class the place up, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got to be a multi-million-dollar company, though. I mean,
They're international, and they're setting up actual physical locations here in the U.S. So.
That's right. She said something about Albuquerque, so if we needed something, we could go down there.
Yeah, they're setting up a location. So with my engineering crap, that's kind of where I'll end up driving to when I need to be physically on site. A lot of this stuff I can do off site, so I can still work from here from Farmington. But if I need to be on site, it's just down in Albuquerque.
Perfect.
So it's totally fine.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Ladies, you want anything? You want to add anything? We're going to close this program out.
No,
we're
good luck.
Good luck. I don't know. I may need a DD tonight for sure.
Yeah.
And a double D.
A double D. Yeah. Yes. Oh. We all do. Yeah. Yes.
Right in the face. What was that? Windshield wiper. I want a windshield wiper.
Windshield wiper.
Oh.
You're
going to remember the windshield wiper?
I do. How could I forget?
Where did I go wrong?
Julie, you got anything you want to say?
No, we're just looking forward to a crossover podcast with you guys sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have things to ask you.
We need to come on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We have the hard questions to ask you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm already kind of forewarned him. Man, they're I don't know, man. We're gonna give us a run for them.
Yeah.
I don't want them to know this overseas, but they could take this away from us.
Yeah, just keep it quiet for
a
couple months at least.
Yeah.
Just to settle in.
All I'm gonna say
get
is
get our claws in there.
I'm so glad I produced that show too.
Right?
So there.
It's getting real.
I think it just turned
into a pissing match.
It did.
Two guys. We're gonna go out on the wall down there and see how high we can pee up the wall.
We just hit our shoes. That's all that happens at this point.
At our age, it's the shoes. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.